I didn't really explain on the recording last night to what extent this applies to us, but when we say things like grufa and ketuma, when we say that you have to clear out the wood, or you have to put the ashes on the fire, so those are the types of things like when we think about, you know, putting food on a non-fire to reheat it, like on a food, right? You can heat up food on top of your crock pot because that's not a fire, right? There's a separation between it and the fire. And similarly, when we talk about a blech, so that's a similar idea to the fact that you put ashes on top of the fire to allow you to reheat things. So all these Gemara terminologies about putting ashes on or clearing out the wood or the coals, that's all sort of applied into the modern day with the blech or with what we call keter agave kedera, putting things on your crock pot, or covering the knobs is another way where we refrain from stoking the coals, right? So these are all, you know, all these concepts that we're talking about apply to the modern day, even if you don't see it in the words of the Gemara, just because the nature of our cooking has changed. But now we're going to get into what exactly the Mishnah was talking about. So the previous Amud basically asked, was it going according to Hananya? Was it going according to Beis Hillel? And basically the what we find in the beginning of the daf here is the conclusion. So we don't really have to rehash the entire discussion. So La'oma Emalach Lahachzer Tanan. Really, let me tell you that the Mishnah is talking about putting the food back on the fire, which, if you remember at the end of last daf, was perhaps the more complicated approach. So the Gemara says, well, how do you understand the Mishnah in that way? And this is how the Mishnah means to say, Kira she sikua bekash uvigvava, a stove which inside of it was being burned or lit with straw and rakings of some kind. Machzirin ala tafsha, you can put some food back on top of that, even without doing anything to the fire underneath. Begefes uve etzim, when it comes to wood or these other leftover pieces of I don't even know how to translate gefes in the Sefari. It says pomace.
So that's like the sediment from oils and things.
Okay.
From the olive oil, the pomace is the,
okay,
is the sediment.
I guess it burns well from the oil, I guess. You can't put it back on top of the fire until you actually take away the fire. Now, I had mentioned briefly in the recording for anyone who listened to it last night that when we talk about clearing out the fire or putting on the ashes, it's not 100% the case that the fire is completely gone, which is also very relevant to modern day halacha. There are still ashes around, and there are still some glowing coals or things like that. Otherwise, a lot of this discussion would be a moot point, because as we remember, the point of it, or the purpose of it, is so that we don't stoke the coals. But if you cleared out all the coals, so then what are we even talking about? Of course, it would be okay to put a pot of something on an empty stove is of course okay. Imagine me telling you, you know, by the way, you're allowed to put a pot on your completely cold oven. Of course, that would be okay, right? So here we're not talking about where things are completely cold. We're talking about a situation where there are still some embers around, but it's not obviously doing much in terms of cooking the food. It's only maybe warming the food, okay? Just keep that in mind, because that could throw people off. Like, down the road, we're talking about things that are going to be like, wait, why are we still talking about this? What possible problem could there be? So that's what it's talking about. So you're allowed to put food back onto the stove, even though you've only once you've cleared out most of the fire, or you've covered it over with ash. Aval lishos mashin afa b'she'enu garfa enu katum. But in terms of understanding the Mishnah, in implication of the Mishnah, so the Mishnah must be telling us that one is allowed to maintain the food on top of the fire from before Shabbos into Shabbos, even if you didn't clear out the fire from beforehand. So the Gemara then says, "Umahin mashin, what are you allowed to maintain?" By the way, that is a that is a very important transition in understanding the Mishnah based on yesterday's complication, but we won't get into the details. Beishame omrin chamen v'alo tafshu. What are you allowed to maintain? You're allowed to maintain hot water that was left on the stove. You're allowed to keep that on the fire during going into Shabbos. Beisil omrin chamen v'tafshu. Beisil says you're allowed to not only keep water there, but also any food that was cooking from before Shabbos. You're allowed to keep it there without clearing out the fire underneath it. V'ha chazara d'amri lach, and then when we said before that you're allowed to do chazara, lav divrei kol hi, that's not according to everybody. Another transition which was missing in the Mishnah that made it complicated. That's not according to everyone. El machlokes beis shame beisil, shabeis shame omrim notel n'machzirin. Beis shame says you're allowed to take things off of the fire when it comes into Shabbos, but you're not allowed to put things back onto the fire. Beisil omrim af machzirin. Beisil says you can even put it back. And assuming that we're talking about Gefes and Eitzim, that before you put it back, you'd have to clear it out. So I don't exactly know how one would take it all. You would have to clear it out before you took it off in the first place also, but either way. Tashima. Now we're going to go into a little bit more of the details to try to figure out how we understand this Mishnah. To Amar Rabbi Chelbo, Amar Rav Chama Bar Guria, Amar Rav Lo Shanu Ela Al Gaba, Aval Tocha Aser. So the Braisa says, the Rabbi Chelbo says, from Rabbi Chama Bar Guria, from Rav, that you're only allowed, when we talk about these things, you're only allowed to put it on top, like on a stove, but you couldn't put it inside the oven itself. If you're going to tell me that that's referring to Lahachzir Tzinan, that you're allowed to put it back onto the oven, onto the stove and not inside the oven. Hainu Deshani Bein Tochel Al Gaba. That's why it's talking about putting it on top or putting it underneath. Ela I amar lishos tanan, if you're going to tell me that it's only talking about maintaining it, that wherever it was from before Shabbos, you can continue it wherever it is on Shabbos itself. So mali toch mali agaba. How does it make sense, that commentary on the Mishnah, how does it make sense to say you put it on top or you put it underneath if we're simply talking about maintaining it? Just allow it to stay in the same place from before Shabbos. It doesn't make sense otherwise.
Are we talking about a single use or letting it sit throughout Shabbos until after Shabbos?
No, we're talking about from before Shabbos to be used on Shabbos.
Yes, for single use, but not returning.
Well, that's the
return issue.
Yeah, now
that's what I'm saying. So you can't, at this point when we're saying that statement, it's not about leaving it throughout Shabbos. It's about leaving it, taking it off, but never returning it.
The Mishnah is talking about how can you return it. Right, and this discussion right here, this paragraph that we're in right now, is specifically asking how could it be possible to understand the Mishnah as a reference to maintaining it if it's talking about putting it back. If it's talking about putting it back, it must be that we're talking about putting it back and not just maintaining it. Right, that's basically saying that that this statement from Rav Chelbo must be a proof to the fact that the Mishnah is talking about hachzara, about putting it back, and not talking about maintaining it from before Shabbos. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Rabbi Chelbo Areshikai, Asefikai. Maybe when Rabbi Chelbo said his statement that you can put it back, you can only put it on the top and not inside, that's talking about the end of the Mishnah, not the beginning of the Mishnah. Therefore it says, Beisil or Av Machzir, V'am Rabbi Chelbo, Am Rav Chama, Bar Guri, Am Rav, Loshenu El Agaba, Aval Tocha Aser. So from Rabbi Chelbo, we don't really have a proof to the fact that we're talking about Hachzar at the beginning of the Mishnah, because it could be that Rabbi Chelbo is talking about the end of the Mishnah. Okay, another proof. Tashma shtek here is hamas imos. We have two stoves that are next to each other, right? They share a wall, but they're two stoves. Okay, meaning that the source of their fires are separate, right? That's the basic point. The fires are separate. Achas gruva v'ktuma. One is cleared out / put ash on. V'achas she'ina gruva v'ktuma, and one, the fire is still going. So then the Gemara, so this Tosefta says, "Mashinal gabe grufa uketuma ve'in mashinal she'ena grufa'ina ketuma." You can continue the food on top of the one which is already cleared out, but you're not allowed to continue the food onto the one which is not cleared out. Meaning that if Shabbos is coming in, you have to take away all the wood that's burning, or you have to take off the pot from on top of the wood that's burning.
Aren't both stoves still going? The difference is in one you swept the coals to the side or covered them with ashes, In the other, you just let it burn as it was burning. I think they're both still going.
Well, there's there's
one of you took these precautions, and the other one you didn't.
Well, there's heat in both ovens. There's definitely heat in both ovens. There, and when we say, when we say cleared it out or put ashes on, that doesn't mean it's not hot. That means that it's not hot enough to cook anything. It's hot enough to warm things, to keep things warm. So when we say that you can only allow the food to maintain, to go into Shabbos on the one which has been cleared out, what we really mean is the one which the fire is very tampered. It's tampered down. It's not very hot.
So it's equivalent when we have a blech to put it on the part of the blech that's not over the fire.
Yeah, you could make that parallel. It's not based on this exactly. But yeah, I hear what you're saying. It's not exactly based on this. That is more to do with Mexico Mevashel, and because Svardim don't hold like that. I think Svardim allow you to put directly on top of the fire on the blech. But it's a separate issue. I think it's a separate issue. It might be parallel. It might be correlated, but it's not exactly the same. So Mahein Mashin, what are you allowed to maintain in this area which has been neutralized? We'll use that word. It's neutralized. So Beis Shammai Omrim V'lo Klum. Beis Shammai says you can't put anything on that side. Beis Hillel Omrim Chamin. Beis Hillel says you could put hot water V'alo Tavshil, but you can't put on food. So if that sounds strange to you, then it should be, because that's in contradiction to the Mishnah we already learned. But we'll say that in a second. So Akar Divrei Kol Achzer. Once you took the food off, you're not allowed to put it. No, everyone agrees that you can't put it back. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir within Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Beis Shammai Omer Chama V'alo Tavshil. Beis Shammai says you're allowed to maintain hot water, but not food. Beis Hillel Omrin Chama V'Tavshil. Beis Hillel says you're allowed to put hot water and food. Beis Shammai Omrin Notlin V'alo Machzirin. Beis Hillel Omrin Af Machzirin. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda. The first statement was Rabbi Meir. So, Iyamar Pishlam Alishos Tanan, if you're going to tell me that the Mishnah that we have is referring to maintaining and not referring to returning, so Masnisin Mani, Rabbi Yehuda, then our Mishnah must be going according to Rabbi Yehuda, like we just said, the statements of Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. El Iyamar Lahachzir Tanan, but if the Mishnah is talking about giving back, so Masnisin Mani, Lo Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Rabbi Meir. If our Mishnah is talking about hachzara, meaning returning food back to the stove, so then it doesn't make sense. By implication, that would mean that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel would allow you to maintain things from before Shabbos. And this statement of this Tosefta doesn't make any sense according to Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yehuda. Lo Rabbi Yehuda, v'lo Rabbi Meir. I Rabbi Meir, kash le Beis Shammai b'chada. Right, Beis Shammai has a problem because it would seem, based on our Mishnah, that Beis Shammai would allow you to do things, but Rabbi Meir says that he's not allowed to do anything. A person is not allowed to do anything on a fire, or even a non-fire. Well, Beis Hillel Basarti, and Beis Hillel would be a problem in both, because Beis Hillel would say that you can only put hot water, and our Mishnah clearly says that you would be allowed to put on even the food. So, Grufa Ketuma, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's still a problem if it's Grufa Uketuma. That what? What's the problem if it's Grufa Ketuma? That if it was to be mashe, if it was to be maintaining it, so then right, because Rabbi Yehuda was of the opinion that if you don't clear it out, you're allowed to be mashe, you're allowed to maintain it from before Shabbos. So le'olam emalach, which is how we originally understood the Mishnah until today, le'olam emalach lahachzir tanan. Really, I'm going to tell you that the Mishnah is talking about putting it back onto the fire. Tanan v'tana didan savar la k'Rabbi Yehuda b'chada poligale b'chada. It agrees with Rabbi Yehuda one way, and it also disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. Savar la k'Rabbi Yehuda b'chada b'chamev v'tavshil. It agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that when it comes to hachzara, you can put it on and you can take it off and put it back on, whether it's hot food or it's a hot dish or a cooked dish. Upoligale b'chada ilu tana didan savar l'shel savaf v'she'enu gar v'katum, because our Mishnah says you're allowed to maintain it over into Shabbos. Even if it wasn't cleared off or neutralized, Rabbi Yehuda Savar Blishos Nami Garfakatum in Ilolo. Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to maintain it only if it was cleared out or neutralized from before Shabbos. So Ibayalahu Maalis Mochba. So now we have another situation, and this is I think a new topic, almost obviously same topic, but a new consideration. What about leaning a pot up against this oven, or up against this stove? I assume this means like on the ground, based on the continuation of Gemara. So ma'al lismochba, tocha v'gaba aser aval lismochba shaper dami odil maloshna. When we say you're not allowed to put it on top unless it's cleared out or neutralized, does that mean you're not allowed to put it inside or on top, but maybe you could put it on the side? Or does it mean no, you're not allowed to use this heat at all? So tashima, because again, if you remember that the consideration or the concern is that that you're going to try to stoke the coals and make it hotter, so that shouldn't make a difference no matter where you're going to put the pot. It's always going to be problematic. So the Gemara says, Tashima, shtei kiros hamasimos achos grifu k'tuma, achos grifu k'tuma, mashin agabi grifu k'tuma. We said before a situation from the Braisa that if you have a pot, which two pots, two stove tops, one has a fire still burning, one has a fire which is cleared out. So if you have that situation, so then you're allowed to keep it only on the top, only on the top where the stove has been cleared out. Even though the fire is not going on the other one, hold on. Hold on, that doesn't make any sense to me. Even though, right, meaning you're not allowed to put it on top of you're not allowed to put it on the right. There's a fire going on next to it, right? I don't know how to draw this. I don't have, so here is, you know, here is your one oven, and imagine if I had another one over here. Right? So here's your food. There is nothing in this oven. There's nothing in there in terms of like a real fire. Well, food's all done now, but don't worry, Gil, it was milchix. The other oven here is burning hot with fire. So it says you're allowed to keep food over here on this one, even though there's a fire right here. So the Gemara is trying to use this as a proof to the fact that you can be somech. You can do something which is next to a fire as long as it's not right above the fire. So the Gemara then says, even though there's fire on the side of it, you're allowed to keep the food to the stove next to it. So Dilma Shani Hasan says, Gemara, maybe keva demidalia shaliba avira. The reason that we're allowed to continue keeping the food on the non-fire, even though it's next to the fire, is because the non-fire has airspace in between it. Right. Not only is there no fire underneath it, but even the fire that's next to it has to travel through the area which has airspace. But in the situation where you're just somech, right? So a somech situation is where you have a fire going into this oven. You can't put anything on top. We're asking here, could you put food right next to it? Right next to it here. There's fire inside the oven. There's fire inside on the bottom here. So here, it's a different situation because the fire is directly hitting this wall. It's directly hitting this wall, and therefore the fire is much closer. If it was up here, so then yeah, that would be the same case. There's airspace that the fire has to travel through. But because it's down on the ground, it's getting heated up much more. And therefore, we're saying maybe that would still be a problem. So the Gemara says, Tashma, another possible proof to this situation. D'amar of Safra, Amar Rav, Chia. Kitama vinis lavta. Let's say you cleared it out, but it regained fire, right? So there were, again, it's wood with fire burning coals, but you did put ashes on it, but now the fire is regaining, right? Even though you put ashes on it, it's regaining its strength. You're still allowed to put something next to it. And you can take off, put it back. Shma min al ismuchdami. That therefore we understand you're allowed to do it katama in lo katama lo, as long as you had put some kind of ashes on it from beforehand, so then you're allowed to continue using even if it reheats, meaning once you did something then you're good. Is that to say, however, that you can only take it off if it was put on, if you put ashes on it? You're allowed to take it off even if you didn't put ashes on it. Ella, because of shehiyah, you're allowed to maintain it and then take it off whenever you want. So ella tana notzlim mishum machzirin. It only said notzlim because you had the word machzirin. Hachanami tana somchin mishum mekaimin. Here too, it only says somchin because you're allowed to maintain it. So, and therefore, we don't necessarily have a proof from there either. Hachi hashta, hasam notum machzirin b'chad makom hu, tana notum mishum machzirin. Over there, where it's talking about putting in, taking off and putting in the same spot, so that's why it's okay. That's why it says notlin en machzirin. The smicha that you're putting it next to the oven and the kiyum of the shehiya from before Shabbos, those are two separate places. One's on the side of the oven, one's on the top of the oven, and you can't necessarily learn one from the other. Yeah. Okay, you have to wait a little bit, okay? Sorry. So my haviyala. So how do we all understand in the end of the day? So Tashima, Kira Shizugu, Begafas of Eitzim Sochunalam, when it comes to a fire which was done through this pomace or through the wood, so you're allowed to lean something up against the oven. Ve'im Nikaimin Ella Im Kain Grufu Gutuma, but you cannot allow it to maintain itself. I think that's what Mikaimin means, right? Not leave it hot unless it, you're right. You can't leave it inside the oven. Inside the oven, I didn't know it was inside. You're not allowed to keep it inside unless it was neutralized. The fire was neutralized in some way. Gachalim she'amamu o shenasan ala ne'ores shel pishtan daka harehi kiktumam. Similarly, if the coals had died out, or if you put on top of them some kind of flax, so then that's just as good as putting ashes on it. Amrav Yitzchak bar Nachmeni, Amrav Oshia, Ketama v'Huvara, Mashin al Achamin Shuchmu Kol Tzarkan v'Tavsh Shabisha Kol Tzarko. So Rav Oshia says that if you had put ashes on it and then it relit, so then you're allowed to continue it on Shabbos. You're allowed to put on hot water as long as the hot water has already completely been heated, and you can continue keeping that cooked food as long as it was fully cooked. That's in contrast to the statement of Chananya that as long as it's Macha ben Drusai, which we'll see soon. So the Gemara now sort of talks about something new, which is Shema Minam in Stamach V'Yafelo Mutter. As long as Mitstamach V'Yafelo means that if you continue it on heat and it would be beneficial to it, so then you're still allowed to keep it on the heat. Meaning one could say that if it's benefiting through from the heat, you have to take it off. Kamash Mullah, no, you're allowed to based on this statement from Rabbi Oshia. So the Gemara says, wait, no, Shani Hachi Tektama. The only time that you're allowed to keep it on that fire is because it was already neutralized. You already put ashes on it. Ihachi Mayal Mimra. So then what's the Chiddush of Rabbi Oshia then? So Huvra Yitzruchale, you have to tell us that if it reignites, even after you put ashes on it, you're allowed to continue. Ma'atatayama came to Huvra Yitzruchale, and let's say Kamaisa, Kamash Mulan, maybe you're going to think because it reignited, it's considered like a real fire from before. So Kamash Mulan, you're allowed to keep it there. Amar Rabba Bar Rachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ketama v'Huvara, same thing. Mashin l'acham shuch mul kol tzarkom tafshet shabish kol tzarkom v'afil gachalim shel rotzem. So this says the same thing from Rabbi Yochanan, except that we're talking about coals from a broom tree, which I guess are very hot, and therefore are even, it's a even bigger chedesh. Ma'amin amistam k'yafel amutter, same thing. Does that also not mean that when it's good for the heat is good for it, it's helping the food that it will be mutter? So you know, Shani Hach Diktama Ihach Maya Memra. So what's the Chiddush? Whoever it's Ruchel Hainu Hach. If it's telling me that it's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan is that if it reignites, it's still allowed. So that's the same thing as Rabbi Oshia. So no, Gacham Shal Rosem it's Ruchel. We have to say that we have to say it again because it's broom tree, right? Was that what it's called? A broom tree which gets even hotter, maybe you would think is a problem. So you know, Kamash Malan, even a broom tree ashes which get reignited are still okay to be mashe. You're still allowed to maintain the food on top of that stove. Amr of Jesus, Amr of Yochanan, another statement from Yochanan. Kira she sigu begefes gavei esei mashe nele achamin. Shalo huch mekot tzarko, metavsh shalo bisha kot tzarko. So now we have a situation where you have the same wood and you have the same pomace, which is you're allowed to maintain the food, but you're allowed to maintain water, which is not yet fully cooked, and you're allowed to maintain food, which is not yet fully cooked. So akar, however, once you take it off the fire, you cannot put it back on until you clear away the fire, or you neutralize the fire, or you put ashes on top of it. That's to say that this opinion must hold that our Mishnah is talking about Hachzara, that you can't put it back on unless it's cleared out. Avalishos, but when it comes to maintaining it into Shabbos, you're allowed to maintain it into Shabbos even if you haven't cleared out the fire or neutralized the fire. So Amar Rava Tarvayu Tananhi. We learned both of these halachos. Lishos Tanina Einos Nesapaz Besoch Atarn Im Chashech Lo Charag Abi Kacham El Kadesh Yikrum Paneha. We learned this a couple weeks ago that you're allowed to put food, you're allowed to put bread into an oven as long as from before Shabbos had already crusted on one side. We had a machlokas, was that underneath, was that the back? I think the maskana was it has to be crusted even on the back. Even if it's not fully cooked, you have to at least have a little crusting so that it's fully that is fully baked a little bit. Not fully baked, it's baked a little bit. Once it is crusted, so then it's okay. And lahachzer also namintin, you know, we also already learned that you're allowed to put it back because of from our Mishnah. Beis Hillel Omer Machmas Asir, if you add kan lo kashru Beis Hillel al begrifa ketuma, lo kasharu Beis Hillel al begrifa ketuma. He only allowed it when you neutralized the fire. Val b'shein begrifa ketuma lo. But if you didn't clear it out, so then it would be a problem. So Rav Sheish is now miduk demasin kamash bulan. Rav Sheish is also teaching us that same diuk because neither of those halachos were well. The second one is definitely a questionable implication. It's pretty clear that that's what Beis Shammai is saying, but that was what Beis Hillel is saying. That at least the first halacha is not explicit that it would apply to other things. So Rav Sheish is basically just telling us you can apply it to other things. You can imply that halacha from that braisa that we said before. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Yochanan. Another situation or another source that maybe we have to clarify. Kira sheisiku begav zuveis mashin la'tav shabisha kol tzarka v'tchamin shulchum kol tzarka v'afil mitzamik v'yafala. You're allowed to keep on the fire water which is fully cooked, or food which is fully cooked, even if the fire continues to be good for it. And this is different from the source we had before, because the source we had before was in a situation where you had ketuma. You had already put ashes on the fire, and here it's saying you're allowed to continue doing it even though it's good for it, and even though you haven't cleared it out yet. So Amar Leh Hahu Midir Rabbanan
L'Rav. Are we talking about fully cooked
fully cooked, the longer is better. More juices get into it, even though it's fully cooked, right? Right. This would be as best as you can cook it, but it can get even better, right? Midrabanan L'Rav.
Might be an example.
What?
Cholent might be an example.
Cholent could be fully cooked, but it's better. Right. It could get the juices more throughout the meat and stuff like that. So Amar Leh Hahu Midrabanan L'Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, Harav Shmuel Damri Tarvayu Mistamik V'Yafalo Aser. Wait a second, Rav and Shmuel both say that you're not allowed to continue cooking a food which the fire is going to allow it to get even better. Again, perhaps because you're going to be stoking the coals, and therefore you've wanted to make it better, so it's a problem. So Amar Leh Atulais Ana Yada Damri Rav Yosef. Do you not? Don't you think I know what Rav Yosef said? Amar Rav Yehuda, the Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Masav Yavel Aser. You don't think I know that already? Ki kamina lach l'Rabbi Yochanan kamina. I was talking in terms of Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, who does allow you to keep it there, and even if the fire is going to help the food out. So Amar Le Rav Ukva Mimeshan L'Rav Ashi Atun Demekarvisu L'Rav Shmuel Avidik Rav Shmuel. Because we're closer to Rav Shmuel's towns, where they live, so we pass the Rav Shmuel. Ana Navid Rabbi Yochanan, but because we live closer to, I guess, Israel, maybe. Isn't Rabbi Yochanan from Israel? I don't remember. So we're allowed to pass on Rabbi Yochanan and keep it on the fire and keep the fire going, even if the fire is going to allow it to cook even better. So Amar Leh by the Rabbi Yosef Malishos. What about maintaining it from before? Amar Leh Har Rabbi Yehuda Mashi Lehu Vachil. So one time Rabbi Yehuda maintain the food on the stove from before Shabbos, and who's it going? Who did he leave it for? Who's he? Rav Yosef. Who's he cooking it for? Amar Le.
For Rav Yehuda.
Ha Rav Yehuda Mashi Leva Achil. Okay, I guess he did it for himself. I don't know, and he ate it even though he maintained it from before Shabbos. Amar Le Bar Mina. Amrale bar mine de Rav Yehuda de Kevin de Mesukan who afil b'Shabbos nami shar lemebed le. Rav Yehuda was always in bad health, so he had to take extra cooking for his food. If it was a little raw, it would be problematic for him. I'm not really sure what the condition is, but that's why he's allowed to do that. That's not necessarily a proof for everybody else who doesn't have that health condition. So leave a lachmai. What about for us? So Amalei Basura Mashi, in Sura they did it. In Syria they did it. The Har of Nachmar Yitzchak Mari the Uvdahava. He was always very I don't know, he would always tell people what to do, or he was always very good in terms of what things you're allowed to do. Umash Leilach, and he used to maintain food from before Shabbos into Shabbos and eat it. So Amar Vash Kamina Kamed Ravihuna Vrashan Le Kasad Harsina Vacho. I made this dish for Rav Huna from, and I kept it on the fire from before Shabbos, and he ate it. V'lo yadana im mishum de kasav mitzam v'yafalo mutar umishum de kevan de ispe micha mitzam v'ralohu. And I didn't know if the reason he allowed it was because that maybe it was, he held that mitzam v'yafalo is okay. That is, if it's on a fire that it continues to make the food better, he Rav Huna paskins that it's okay to continue doing that. Or maybe he thought that because it had some flour in it, that fire actually was not doing good for it. Meaning, even though for the other parts of the dish it was good for the flour it's not good for it, and therefore a person is allowed to keep the thing on the fire because we're not concerned he's going to stoke the coals for something which the fire is going to hurt. So maybe that's why Rav Huna was saying it's okay in that specific dish. So Amar Rav Nachman Samach V'yafalo Asur. Rav Nachman says, no, you're not allowed to. Mislank V'ralo Mutter. But if the fire is bad for it, to keep it on the fire would be bad for it, so then you're allowed to keep it on the fire because no one's going to come to stoke the coals. Klal D'Milsa. In the end of the day, called Isme Mech Mistam Kuralo, anything which has flour is bad for it to keep on the fire. Bar Mitavsho Delifta to Afagam to Isme Mech Mistam Kviafalohu. Except for this one cooked turnip dish, that even though it has flour in it, it's good for it to stay on the fire more. Vani Mila de Isbe Bistra. That's only if there's meat in it. Aval Lesbe Bistra. If there's no meat in Mistam Kviralohu, then to keep it on the fire is no good. But if there's meat in it, even in the turnip dish, keep this in mind for your turnip dishes, then you're allowed to keep it on the fire if there's flour but no meat. But if there's meat, you're not allowed to keep it on the fire. And the only time that we say when we say that there is meat and therefore you're not allowed to keep it on the fire is when you're not having guests. But if there is guests, even if there's meat inside the dish, you're allowed to keep it on the fire because it does hurt it a little bit, and maybe you would not want it to cook more because people would not want to eat it as your guest. You would want to sort of present them with better food. Lafta dice of a time in Mistamik Varalo, and just in case you were wondering, these dishes made of figs and porridge and dates are bad for it if you keep it on the fire, and therefore you'd be allowed to keep it on the fire, because again, we're not worried they're going to come to stoke the coals. So all of these, again, might sound like outdated dishes or outdated mechanisms, but all of them really have applications in the modern day in terms of what you're allowed to keep on the fire, what you're not allowed to keep on the fire. So just keep that in mind as we're going through these halachas. It might sound complicated, but they're very, very relevant to what we do and what we allow nowadays. Okay, shkayach.
So I guess for next year's Iron Bleth, somebody's going to have to make a turnip
challenge. Oh, gewalt. I don't, does anyone eat turnips? Like, I don't know the last time I saw a turnip.
Well, the interesting this year is the fried fish.